Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Dan Behrens this morning, SVP in the Commercial Real Estate Group at Associated Bank. Dan, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Morning to you, too.
I want to, again, briefly tell our listeners what it is that you do there and what you focus on at Associated Bank.
Sure. I'm a commercial real estate lender for Associated Bank, like you said. We finance acquisitions, constructions, refinances for all types of commercial real estate.
I want to focus this morning on a couple of big stories. One is that WeWork has scrapped two Fulton Market leases. I know we've been talking about this over the year as it's been developing, but this is huge news that this is happening, and it's probably because of the pandemic, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely because of the pandemic. I think, you know, there's a lot of, you know, issues that are going to come up from this, but, you know, at least from the builder's perspective, the developer's perspective, this is really one contiguous building. But from the developer's perspective, I don't think this is the end of the world. I think this is probably not a bad opportunity. I know this building pretty well. I walk by it all the time. And it's a beautiful four-story building. And I think one that I always comment to my wife when we walk past, I said, you know, this is would be a great building for anyone that wants to get out of the loop. Obviously, in Fulton Market, the West Loop, a lot of office tenants are moving out of downtown, trying to attract younger workers. You know, by going to a building similar to this, you don't have logistical issues that you have in Loop. If you're going up to the 80th floor and call it the Sears Tower or Aon, you know, that's going to be a very difficult task to get your employees and tenants up to, you know, call it, you know, the 80th floor. For this, I mean, this is a four-story walk-up. I mean, you don't even need to, you could bypass elevators entirely, go right to the stairwell systems, and you don't have any issues, you know, for companies bringing your office tenants back to the office and into their space. So I think this could be a positive. Obviously, it's great for the developer's perspective to have essentially 100% leased building to WeWork, but I think this isn't that big of a death knell or death toll ringing for this area, certainly Fulton Market, West Loop, or even the downtown office market in general. I think there are plenty of offices or users who would be happy to come into a space like this, and I think WeWork is doing it for their own health. I think they're striving to become a profitable company, and by canceling leases, which I'm sure they're going to be doing quite a few of in the coming weeks and months, this could be an opportunity for them to cut leases and, you know, try to get closer to profitability.
But in the short term, who's going to move into a place like this? We've had many stories about how companies, first of all, people are working from home, and then second of all, companies have a long-term view of perhaps keeping people at home because they've found they don't really need them in the office.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly you know, something that is going to be an issue for landlords going forward. I think people who need to be in the office, people who want to be in the office, I think employers are giving their employees the ability or their own decisions if they want to come back to the office. And for a building like this, it's essentially empty space. You can have an interior architect come in and even go, like we've talked about in the past, Steve, is, you know, separate into individual offices, which was the office format of the past, and it's been kind of left by the wayside for more collaborative open workspaces. I think, you know, if a landlord's willing to increase a TI package for a tenant, I think a space like this would be very advantageous for any kind of user. A lot of employees, I think, are enjoying the work from home, but I think, at least in my own experience, is, you know, the novelty is sort of worn off in the last, call it, 6 months. And I think a return to the office would be very productive. I think people are productive in their home offices, but I think they would be more productive. And certainly if their kids are staying home from school, being homeschooled, if they have the means or the ability to leave the home and go back to an office in a safe working environment, I think a lot of people would certainly be willing to do that. I, for one, would certainly be willing to go back to the office as long as, you know, the landlords and the companies are keeping the building occupants safe and distanced. I think there's no reason why I'm sure a lot of office dwelling workers would certainly be willing to go back to their office.
Yeah, and part of this story too is the WeWork growth that I know we've had conversations about how it just kind of was rapid expansion and the health of their company is at stake here. We've also talked about how they're one of the biggest tenants in Chicago. Is this possibly something we would see at some of their other properties in the city?
Yeah, I think they're going to start cutting leases. I mean, they've been in a couple of buildings around the city, two particular that I know of that are even still in the West Loop. This was going to be their, I think, third location. I think WeWork and other co-working industries and companies are going to start cutting leases. Obviously, they have longer-term leases, I think 5 and 10 years. They're probably talking with their landlords now to try and renegotiate, even maybe get out of some space, because, frankly, they have to trim their footprint as well, as you know, most traditional landlords are, most traditional tenants are. They're thinking about trimming office space because right now the demand from the office worker just isn't there. So I think you're going to see a lot of headlines with WeWork trimming space, reducing their footprint, all in a drive to become a more profitable company. That'll obviously add to the stress of the downtown office landlords, and the office vacancy will start to tick up. I think we're going to see office vacancy start increasing, you know, through the winter. I think as leases roll, companies are going to really have to take a hard look at what kind of footprint they need for their company. And if the majority of those people think, hey, we don't need 40,000 square feet, we can operate out of 20,000 square feet, you know, they're going to be tasked with trying to lease that other 20,000 square feet. Or if, you know, their lease is maturing, you know, the landlord will be on the hook to find a broker that can lease that extra 20,000 square feet. So there's going to be some longer term ramifications of this. And I think the full extent won't be seen until, I'd say, spring of next year, after, you know, the winter increase and the expected, you know, people just getting the flu. Even, I mean, when you know, last year, if you had the flu, you know, hopefully some people stayed out of their office, but I'm sure people go to the office. And now that's going to be, you know, a very large issue if people think it could be a COVID-related sickness, and it could be just the simple flu. But, you know, I think it'll be early next year before anyone realizes what's going to happen with the downtown office market.
Dan, I want to get your take on another story, commercial property prices falling across the U.S. There's one report that said transaction volume plummeted to about $14 billion across all sectors, down 69% from July 2019. How bad is it, and are these numbers being replicated here in the Chicago area?
Yeah, I it's hard to tell. You know, I don't really have a hard and fast numbers on the Chicago market in general. The market isn't functioning as normal, obviously. I mean, you know, people are nervous. You know, this COVID is adding to uncertainty. And obviously, investors in commercial real estate don't like uncertainty. And if we don't know what's going to happen with office, like we've been talking about, and retail, even to an extent, multifamily, people know how long the pandemic's going to continue to last and what the long-term effects are going to be. I think a lot of people are pausing, especially investors who would normally be dumping money into acquiring new assets. They're pausing. They're going to hold off and wait to see if they can deploy their capital. And hopefully, you know, if in their mind, they're thinking maybe if we wait a little longer, prices continue to drop and we can, you know, start to get bargains. I think there's going to be a point where I know there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines now with people interested in swooping in and buying, you know, certainly depressed real estate prices or depressed assets. But, you know, I think if people have the cash and the ability to hold off and, you know, make the distressed purchases, this will eventually pass and values will increase and those people will be able to, you know, realize the increase in the value once life returns to normal.
Yeah, because the demand will come back. I mean, the key is, I guess, getting the vaccine, getting the pandemic over with. This is a strong region of the country, and there's no indication that that wouldn't be back to normal once all of this is over, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Chicago, the downtown Chicago Central Business District isn't going to dry up. I mean, right now it's odd walking through the Loop. It's empty. Very little activity going on, and that's going to affect all of the ancillary businesses that are around there. But it's only a matter of time. I mean, it's a matter of time when people learn to deal with insulating themselves from a safety standpoint, or to when we do have the vaccine. I mean, people are going to want to go back to the office. I know I want to go back to the office. I want to get back to a normal life. And you know, I think some people might enjoy being able to work from home longer term, but there's nothing that's going to replace the ability of, you know, sitting next to colleagues, being able to sit down and look face to face and, you know, deal with whatever issues you work on a day-to-day basis. You're best to do that certainly face to face, not over a conference call or a Zoom call. Long term, Steve, yeah, I think the Chicago market is certainly a strong enough market. It's going to certainly return to pre-COVID levels and beyond going forward.
Where new deals are being done, specifically where new leases are being signed for some of this property, there's a report that some landlords are offering pandemic clauses in some of these new leases. One of the agreements that I saw allows tenants to defer some rent if the government orders another shutdown related to coronavirus. What are you seeing in this area? Are there new leases coming out that specifically deal with the pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the majority of our business is construction lending. I see new leases that are signed for these projects that we're financing. And a lot of the leases were actually delayed over the last number of months as retailers and tenants and landlords all renegotiate or recharacterize or rework their force majeure clauses in their leases. That kind of deals with acts of God, or, you know, certainly they're adding the pandemic is certainly a word that's popping up in every new lease that you're going to see. People want to have, like I said before, they don't like uncertainty. So people want to have a clear indication of what the future is going to hold. If the pandemic flares again, they want to be able to have the ability to either reduce rent or even stop paying rent. But landlords are also, you know, certainly incentivized to agree to these pandemic clauses because they can negotiate the lease cure, the cure for deferring rent. A lot of these, they're, you know, asking tenants, if we defer rent for a number of months, then when life returns to normal, when you open back up, then we're going to catch up on those rent payments. They will want to have the ability to build in the cure to rectify the issues with any kind of government shutdown. And they'd like to have that done in advance of the lease being signed, versus having to negotiate that during the middle of the pandemic or any future pandemics.
All right, Dan, a good conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure, Steve, thanks. They can always call me, 312-544-4657, or my email address, daniel.behrens@associatedbank.com.
All right, Dan, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Yep, thanks, Steve, appreciate it.